Time for sport. Warwick Hadfield, good morning.
Good morning to you, Hamish.
Let's start with the cricket. The razzmatazz of the build-up is over. Today, the Women's T20 World Cup begins for real. Australia v India.
Yeah, Hamish, it's the opening game of the tournament. It's on tonight at the Sydney Showgrounds. And we won't be seeing, though, rather disappointingly, Taylor Vlaminck. Confirmation yesterday that the young fast bowler's foot injury will rule her out of the whole tournament. Her replacement in the squad is the spinner, Molly Strano. And her good record against India, particularly the prodigy 16-year-old Shefali Verma, whom she pretty much dismisses at will, may lead to her going straight into tonight's game. But the Australians will also be tempted to give their own teenager, Annabel Sutherland, Vlaminck's spot. Now, Sutherland is the next quickest of Australia's pace bowlers, and the Indians have shown a disliking for fast bowling. And age shouldn't really count against Sutherland. A fiery young quick by the name of Elise Perry made her international debut at the tender age of 16. In women's cricket in this country, they've always taken the view, if you're good enough, you're old enough. And, of course, there are lots of other things to tantalise tonight, among them the form, or lack of it, of wiki batter Elisa Healy. Will she come good when it matters? Of course she will. I can hear the cry, particularly out of New Zealand in a certain private school in Sydney. Of course she will. She's a Healy.
Okay. In football, Warwick, a stunning win for Melbourne City last night in the W League.
Hamish, they needed just one point to secure the premiership via a draw, even with one more home and away game to go. Maintaining the ruthlessness of their whole season, they took all three. A big win against Western Sydney Wanderers, 4-0. The graceful Ellie Carpenter, you watch City, even the Matildas, you turn up just to see her in full flight running down the flank, the ponytail stretching out behind her. It's just a wonderful sight. She scored two goals last night as her club stretched out to more than 700 minutes, the time since they've had a goal scored against them. And it's in this form, you'd have to say, they are the firmest of favourites to take the double, which of course is the premiership. That's for being on top of the ladder, and they've done that by the length of the straight at the end of the home and away season, and then the championships, which is decided by a final series, which will be held next month. And as for the Wanderers, well, they've still got to secure a finals place, Hamish.
Time for sport now. Warwick Hadfield is here. Let's start with the cricket, Warwick, yep. As the Australian women finalise their preps for tonight's opening T20 World Cup game. In Sydney, things aren't expected to be quite as decorous in South Africa this weekend. The men playing South Africa.
Yes, Hamish. Look, trotted out for obligatory media conferences the past few days before this T20 game in Joburg. Both Steve Smith and David Warner are affecting that the abrasive taunts of the crowds, and South African do those better than most, won't have any negative impact on them. And look, South African officials, who don't want it all to flare up again, and also aware in part, no doubt, that of how the tawdry English booing of Smith only inspired him to all but single-handedly win the Ashes, they're calling on the spectators not to abuse the pair. And for those who don't know the backstory here, and I think most Australians now take judicial notice of this, they were involved in Sandpapergate a couple of years ago. And you'd have to say good luck to those optimistic officials. Looking back at incidents at South African grounds in recent times involving the crowd, you get the feeling they let the idiots in for free. And look, yes, Hamish, you're right, it'll be much more decorous at the Sydney Showgrounds tonight. The Australian women, sons Taylor Vlaminck out injured, but with Molly Strano in against India. A very big challenge for the Australians, and one night, well, we'll see if they can absorb the pressure of being the home side, Hamish.
In the AFLW, Warwick, Melbourne will be looking to maintain its winning start to the season against St Kilda tonight.
It's almost biblical enough, this game, for Michelangelo to paint a ceiling. It's the Demons against the Saints, Hamish. And Melbourne has been, you'd have to say, in demonic form so far, 2 from 2, and has brought Matty Gurin into the team to replace the injured Ainsley Kemp. You wouldn't buy a lottery ticket with Ainsley Kemp. This is the third time she's done an ACL. Her luck is well and truly out. Now, the Saints, who've been playing like sinners, have a couple of changes. Tamara Luke and Isabel Shannon brought in to shore up a side that must, it's a must-win game, not only in terms of the ladder in the season, but for the overall reputations of the new teams in this competition, they've all been struggling to win. And look, in the AFLM, 2018 Brownlow medalist Tom Mitchell made a successful return from a leg injury when Hawthorn played St Kilda in a practice game. The ground packed to the rafters for this game as the desperate and dateless took their beanies and tracky dacks out of mothballs for the season, Hamish.
And in basketball, Warwick, the Australian men, the Boomers, beaten last night by New Zealand.
Yeah, look, the score 108 to 98. The Boomers far from cohesive, but with a lot of newcomers both on and off the court. There were six debutants and one new coach, Will Weaver, acting as locum tenens for Brett Brown. The man with the job, of course, Brown, of getting a medal at the Tokyo Olympics, but he was absent last night on NBA duties. And look, just quickly, Hamish, if you're in Adelaide and you love seeing Holdens go fast or even go at all, you'd be advised to get along to the Supercars this weekend because it's unlikely they'll be there next year, Hamish.
Warwick, thank you very much indeed. Have a good one.
Good on you, Hamish.